Please welcome to the stage the real life lovers. Give it up! Give it up!
Mr. Energy, though.
Woo! Pharrell!
Coming in hot, we're gonna say.
Hello! Thank you everyone so much for coming out on midnight.
Hello.
Saturday night. It's a hot crowd, good looking crowd. I can see just enough through the lights to know what I like. Haas on top of the cues, all right.
Haas on the ones and twos.
Boy, howdy. Well, we're Ménage à Trois.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And we're Ménage à Trois.
Yes.
Who said that?
Real life lovers. We host a sex and relationship podcast on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. Every hump day, new episodes. We also do this live jam. Who here has heard the podcast? Who here wandered in drunkenly from the streets?
All right.
Yeah, perfect. I gave you two options so you don't know. People yell,
response.
Clap.
Whatsoever, so that's good.
Beautiful, either way.
Well, we're feeling very aroused.
That fucking dress is sensational.
Oh, thank you. This whole thing?
Yeah.
Stop. All right, we're very aroused to be here together, but we're also so hard to be here with you all and our third for this evening.
That's right.
He's a bodacious Broadway baby.
You have seen this man in School of Rock, which is on Broadway at the moment. Please, let's get all hot and bothered for Mr. Michael Hartney. Yes.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm thrilled to be here. Yeah, I'm really boxed in. Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for joining us.
I like to be the meat in a sandwich.
Oh, well, we're basically white bread, so.
I'm the bottom bread, the little crusty end.
Oh, you're the heel?
I'm the heel.
I found out that was called the heel not too long ago.
Really?
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Wow.
New friends, new lovers.
Everyone is real. This is good looking.
Yeah.
Hot crowd.
Yeah.
A real hot crowd out here.
Not to tell tales, but sometimes our crowds are hideous.
Yes.
Not tonight.
Nope.
No mutant crowd tonight. Mm.
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests. We're a classy podcast.
We are, yeah.
We have a little beverage right here.
We have a toasted lager.
We have some whiskey.
We have some Jameson.
We asked Mike Hartney's favorite bev. Mm. Whiskey was thrown out. Beer was thrown out. It was all on the table.
Having both.
All of the above.
Thrill.
Oh,
Would you like a shot?
Haas, how you're presenting that tiny bottle of jam.
Yeah, well, there's still some left.
All right.
Haas loves to present tiny things.
It is, you know, like the bottles that alcoholics buy? Mm-hmm.
Those old
it's
nets.
Just a little bigger than that.
Yeah, just, this is the functioning alcoholics bottle.
It is.
Yeah, I would like one of these. Yes.
Delish.
Look at this display.
What a pour. Thank you, Garcon.
Wow, is that French?
It's French.
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 Yep. Well, oh man, it's a long week for you. Long, busy week for
big,
you.
Big, long week. The Tonys, it turns out, is a big fucking deal on Broadway.
Yeah.
Did you guys know this?
You guys are about to
Tony
you guys
deal. This Tony fella? So 8 shows a week, and then on top of that, a shit ton of rehearsal. It's been a time.
How do you maintain your sanity?
I don't necessarily think that I have.
I was going to say, I feel like you're a little insane.
Yeah, exactly. For those listening at home, I'm currently peeing into a series of jars.
Yeah.
And I'm arranging them.
They're marked. Yeah, they're named. I think you've named these.
Can we get a mop, actually, at the stage, please?
Oh,
Marvin is almost full.
Marvin's going to overflow by the end of this. So the T is the end of the EGOT. Right?
Yes, the T is the end of the EGOT. And I'm nowhere near any of the four.
Oh.
Interesting.
But
We were going to present
the
you
show
as
the EGOT. No, the show's nominated for a Tony. I'm nominated for nothing.
So no Emmys, no Grammys, no Oscars, and no Tonys.
Well, not yet, but keep it on
he's
the
young. He's a fresh face.
I don't have any either.
No, anyone here have any of those things?
Hello?
I'll take that snicker as a Grammy.
Right here.
We got a Tony winner in the house. Yes.
Woo! A Tony winner or just a person named Tony?
He's a full-blown Tony.
Yes.
Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony is in the house.
We got an Anthony. We'll take it.
Possibly an Antonio. We don't know.
That's our first Tony award winner on the show. We'll consider you on the show because you were outed in the darkness.
Well, we don't have a Tony, but we have a dildo taped to a stool. Murph, can you tell us about that?
The next best thing.
Yes, that is a mold of Tony. We have this little number here called Tap the Tip. Now, what we do here is, whenever you hear this sound, tap the tip! At any point throughout the show, when you hear that, the first person to run up and tap the tip of that will win a gift bag from the Pleasure Chest.
It's full of vibrating goodies.
All sorts of vibrating goodies, lubricants and whatnot. Whatever you need.
I sat on them all backstage.
Yes, they're all pre-used, if that's your thing. And
but they're clean.
Yeah, they're clean. Yeah.
Thanks,
my wife is clean. Was that a crack?
No. Of course not.
Haas, you are glassy-eyed tonight. I just looked into your eyes and saw nothing.
When I first saw Haas tonight, hey. I said, "Are you stoned?" And he said, "Yeah, and I've been drinking all day."
So that's where we're at.
Woo!
Yeah.
Summer, yes. Motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I saw early.
Give this man a Tony.
Please.
What do you say we slide on over to Sexy Science, huh?
Let's do it.
All right, what do we do here, lover?
We rip articles from the headlines, discuss matters of your hearts and parts. Haas, what's our source today?
Okay, so this week we have Canada's Supreme Court just ruled some bestiality is legal.
Wow.
There you go, Tom.
I don't think you stressed the correct word.
No, it's definitely
Some bestiality is legal. Some bestiality is legal.
Right. Yeah, the emphasis was all over the place.
So here are some deets on that. Canada's top court recently ruled that sexual acts with an animal are only a crime if penetration is involved.
Yeah, the crime of bestiality in Canada stems from the old crime of buggery, and the original definition of buggery meant anal sex with either another human or an animal. It was cool that they just lumped all that together or nothing. Both were forbidden in England, which is obviously where those laws came from. So some bestiality. Just
so does that mean you could date a horse as long as you didn't make love to the horse?
I think so. I think you could smooch.
Well, you could make love to the horse, you just couldn't penetrate the horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like, if you guys are up for like mutual masturbation.
I could wrap my vagina around a horse's penis.
I think that's penetration.
I think.
No, then they're penetrating me.
In some states.
That's that gray area where you're like, what
oh,
the
you're,
hell?
Oh,
yes.
So you're saying, oh, I see. Because the horse is penetrating you. Yeah.
That's all see.
I'm second. Just full of orifices.
So you think that buggery is legal as long as you're the bottom in the situation?
Yeah, if I'm bottoming, then I'm scot-free. It's you guys who have to worry because you have a phallus.
That's according to the Supreme Court in Canada, yeah. Put that on the books.
Interesting. Trudeau?
7-1.
Is that what he thinks?
Yes.
Sexy president.
Justin Trudeau.
Guys, that's terrible news.
Because
it's what everyone fears. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, you're going to let gays marry, and then the next thing you know, a lady's going to marry a penguin. And now it sort of might happen.
Yes, the most, the conservative lunatics are.
That's what everyone's scared of.
The marriage of a
penguin love.
I wake up terrified in the night that someone will marry a penguin.
Yes, after Happy Feet, we all just lost our minds.
I mean, yeah. I was horny after that movie.
So now if you were on, Michael, because this is we've discussed this before on the program, and this is one of the only battles that like, we have
much
in our
all
marriage.
We talk about.
Where Diana feels animals cannot consent across the board.
Thank you.
Oh,
all in favor of animals not being able to consent. Clap.
There am I. You can't hear it, but I'm clapping.
Thank you. And
all right,
Murph,
so
Murph feels.
I feel that there are, I feel like it's a possibility. Let's go back to the scenario where you present an orifice.
Present an orifice.
Yes, and an animal fills it.
A penguin,
let's say. So the penguin penis comes up and does what it does. You're saying that you should never have presented in the first
place. And I give birth to the penguin from Batman.
That's right, Danny DeVito. Not Burgess Meredith, definitely Danny DeVito.
No, definitely Danny.
Deaf Danny.
So who here thinks animal, you know, as long as it's consensual, there can be lovemaking between humans and animals. Interspecies love.
Woo!
One man who has definitely made love to an animal.
Yes.
Who wisely chose to sit in the back in the way, way dark.
With two ferrets, are they?
Oh, great.
Yes. Yeah. So
that's just one big ferret.
I mean, interspecies. I guess it's it's just me and this guy, and that's it.
Well, is this the start of something special? That's what it says on my note card. Oh, jeez.
That's an earnest question.
It was. I think it is, I guess. Has anyone seen the Supreme Court of in Canada as well? You wear the robes. It's a very Christmas
thing. They wear Santa outfits year-round.
It's crazy.
Google image it. Now or later. I don't know what the internet is like down in the basement.
They look like Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
All Mrs. Claus. No Santa.
No, Mrs. There's nothing like masculine. There's like a sensible bow.
Yeah, like a white furry collar and just big red robes.
Tits.
Yeah.
Tits.
They all got tits.
Michael, question. If you were on that Supreme Court, how do you rule?
It was 7-1, by the way. So there was one dissenter.
Yeah, but are you into this okay halfway bestiality or no?
I am, in fact, not okay with it.
Interesting. Very American.
Due, in fact, to this issue of consent.
Yeah, it's just not possible. See, I feel like you're in some ways, you're talking down to the animals. You're putting them in a place where you feel like there's no way they could consent on a level that's equal with a human being.
Yes,
exactly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's not nice to do to animals, is all I'm saying.
Really? A ferret has a brain the size of my thumbnail.
All right.
Doesn't, even if he gets hard and has sex with me,
and
he doesn't
sure
know
does.
And he does. Yeah, they fuck to procreate more, but what about dolphins? What about species that do
beyond
procreation? Well, here's
the thing. I think you have to make a hard and fast rule because that's how laws work. But I personally would say there's a gray area with like the more sentient a being is, like intelligence. Like obviously, crows you can have sex with.
Crows are very smart.
Dolphins, but nobody else.
Wait, crow. What were the three? Crows, dolphins, and what was it?
Otters, the most intelligent of creatures.
Crows.
Yeah, they're smart, okay?
No! Crows are birds!
Yeah, crows you want to spend the rest of your life
birds
with.
Birds are
you don't
stupid.
Want to
sometimes crows are sexy.
Bird dicks.
Bird dicks. Yeah.
Bird dicks.
Oh, okay,
great.
Something
great
special. Or what was the... are we on to something special?
Lover, do you believe that we're at the start of something special?
Wait, what was that one?
Tap the tip!
Oh my god.
There's a crow's penis. Aha, yes!
Yes!
We got it! And a punch!
punched a dildo.
He punched and knocked it out cold.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's two
more. This is how it slowly wanders out from behind his post. The tip has been reset.
These
guys over here are setting themselves up for success.
Clear out that first row.
Moving the furniture. I love it.
That was a strong right cross.
That was amazing. What do you guys say we slide on over to Listener Love?
Oh, yes. Listen, a mailbag.
What do we do here, darling?
Well, people tweeted us, email us. Sometimes they stop us on the street and they ask us questions. Michael, we're pretty bad at giving advice, so we hope you can help.
I will do my best.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you. Haas, can you get? Do you think you can get through this?
I will.
You don't look well. You
no,
don't look well.
It's going to happen.
All right.
Okay. So our first question, guys. I suffer from sleep paralysis, and lately I've been having episodes where a small elf-like man crawls into my bed, then goes down on me. It feels weird, but also kind of good. I told my boyfriend, and now he's pissed at me. I can't control it, so if it happens again, should I just keep it to myself? This is Leanne from Greenpoint.
Yep.
Yes, keep it to yourself?
The audience says yes.
Audience immediately says yes.
I think this sounds exciting.
Also, has anyone suffered from sleep paralysis? I have heard of this. It sounds fascinating.
Didn't you have sleep paralysis when we took too much Benadryl?
Yeah, sometimes with the Benadryls and the Z-Quils, a booze and a Z-Quil and maybe a Xanax and... some other things. You get into that place where you're like kind of falling asleep, but you're not totally asleep.
And you can't move?
Yeah, it's like your body's
asleep, but your mind is very alert. It's supposed to be terrifying.
That does sound terrifying.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
It's that the body's asleep, the mind's kind of awake, I think.
So this woman is
happy. I never had an elf go down on me.
Yeah.
But
here's my advice. Dump that person.
Judgmental, yeah.
The elf?
He's jealous of a fiction, of a fantasy.
Dreams of what true. Dreams she's having.
He's a racist. Is that what that is? Yes. Yeah. Dump this racist asshole.
He's racist against elves? Is that the implication?
Yep. So well, now, hold on now.
Elfism is
we're talking your species. Can elves consent?
Oh, elves can are elves people consent? Now?
They're not Homo sapiens.
They're sentient beings.
They are sentient beings.
Yeah, but so's a fucking penguin.
Ah, we're back on that penguin
okay.
stuff.
I was going to say, an elf might just be like a friend of someone on the Canadian Supreme Court.
Oh, yes. if they're Canadian Supreme Court little helpers, then
it's they have the whole Santa.
It's all right. I think we helped that person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was helpful.
Wait, right. We called her boyfriend a racist.
Yeah, I mean, that was the consensus.
Break up with the racist. Alright, we helped.
Helped.
I don't think someone can help her dreams. So, Ms. Greenpoint.
Yeah.
Don't worry about your boyfriend and his hang-ups.
Get a dream catcher.
Alright. Question 2. Why do I lose my sight for a few minutes after I orgasm? Jake from Westchester.
Well.
Because,
as an optometrist,
you're sinning? I have no answer.
You made a deal with the devil, Jake.
No, you're really.
Blind.
Yes, you go blind. That is one of the side effects of feverish masturbation. Or sex, I don't know, I didn't say masturbate, right?
Or you're dehydrated, drink more water.
Ooh.
Did you say
actual
water?
Medical advice? He went to Philadelphia
yeah,
about water.
New Jersey, I say
water.
Yeah, I say water weird.
Water.
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 I've definitely gotten fuzzy vision from like coming so hard, but I think that has more to do with like hyperventilating, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
There was a bag over your head.
Well, that's the only way you'll make love to me, dear.
Yeah, tell him to just loosen cool. the belt around his neck.
Yes. If we're in erotic asphyxia land,
okay.
just loosen it just,
ooh, Murph.
Just enough.
Just a touch.
You used to do a lot of erotic asphyxiation.
I did. I did enjoy it.
Tell the folks about it.
More so, but just as a solo act. But just with the hand, so if it gets a little too intense, you loosen. Never did the, you know, Michael Hutchins from the pipes. Or
all right.
You know that character. Tap the tap!
Oh, yes. That was a wonderful
that
tap.
So
a much more
well
ginger
done.
Tap.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, you know, everybody's got their own style of tapping. And I like that the path was clear. No,
like,
you get the bag. No
I like
what.
That you don't have to punch it, though. That's nice.
There's two kinds of
oh.
He is super
stoked,
by the way.
Oh, no, he's out of his fucking mind. I didn't believe he managed to hand through that bag.
An audience member just said he is super slow about Haas.
I apologize to both gentlemen who had to deal with Haas. He's a mess. We love him.
We love him, though. We do.
All right, well, we helped another person. Do we have anyone else?
We do. Yeah. We got one more question. All right. Sound out those words. Question number 3. Take it real slow. Okay. Is it cool for me to masturbate to the sound of my neighbors having sex? They're real loud. Ruby from Daytona Beach.
People are fucking loudly
like,
in Daytona Beach.
I like that we've checked in with the audience too on most of these. Let's do a quick yay to okay to masturbate to sounds of the neighbors fucking. Why not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a resounding yes. And then when one
okay.
though, one dissenter. One, just like on that Canadian Supreme Court, we got one dissenter.
No, we got a no.
Yeah.
Why not?
What if you happen to be already masturbating and then the chorus begins?
You're gonna stop? You're not gonna stop, sir.
I think it's a great way of turning a negative into a positive. Loud neighbors?
Jerk.
Jerk
oh,
hump. But more like her hump.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Hump.
Yeah, I don't, that one didn't. I'm just saying you can beat on the wall with a broom and scream and pray, or you can just rub one out.
Just tonight. Yeah.
What was that over there?
One more time?
Need Rihanna on top.
Get Rihanna. But pump out volume.
Oh, interesting.
Get the Rihanna going.
Oh, okay.
Riri?
Yep.
It was.
You're saying drown out the fucking with music?
It was.
Specifically with Rihanna. It does work. You've had the experience. You've had to do it.
In the morning today.
Yeah. I can jerk off to Rihanna.
If you're blasting Rihanna, you're going to jerk off.
You are. That's inevitable.
One begets the next.
It's truth. Yeah, I think thin walls. As long as you're not doing any creeper shit, putting any, you know, peeper cameras. Well, Haas has just started doing something.
Something has happened. Sorry.
That's weird. Oh my god.
That wasn't a new segment. That was just a sonic mistake.
That was a sonic mistake.
Wow.
What happened was I leaned too much forward. I pushed that button.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you Yoda? You're fucking Yoda right now. Lean too much forward?
Push button I did. But I did indeed.
Oh boy. Well,
just pretend like that didn't happen, guys.
Now we're there. All right. Well, we've helped three people. We're 3 for 3.
We really helped them.
Two New Yorkers and a gal or a fella in Daytona Beach.
I think it was Daytona Beach.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
On a spring break fucking.
So much fucking on spring break.
Great questions, and thank you for sending those in. Now we have some
Haas for the love of
Oh
Christ.
My god.
What?
Haas just completely lost his mind.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, anywho, we got some questions from our listeners. Now we got some questions for our guest.
Yes, we do.
Oh my god. All right.
Yeah, this is a little something called. Yeah, take a little nip of that whiskey.
Oh, I'm going to.
This segment is called Six Sections, and they're just six rapid-fire sex questions.
So, Michael Harden, if you could answer just as quickly as you can.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know. We'll see.
Starting now.
Oh, shit.
Haas!
You played the fucking thing 3 minutes ago. Yes.
Hell
yeah. There we go.
All right. Mr. Hardy, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
A fainting couch.
Mm. Who is your number one celebrity crush?
The Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
What would you rather have, a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
B.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
The dancing lady and an arrow. I don't even know what that means.
If you had to sing one lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
It's from Hairspray. There's a light in the darkness, though the night is black as my skin.
Can you sing it?
Sing it.
There's a light in the darkness, though the night is black as my skin.
Wow. That was
That's a heart stolen.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, man.
Fuck yes.
And lastly, show us your most orgasmic dance move. This one will be great for the listeners.
Yeah, I'll describe it.
Great for the listeners.
Michael Harney thinking about his most orgasmic dance move. He's getting up.
And don't lose sight while you're displaying it.
This is sexy.
He's putting down his mic.
The mic goes down.
Freeing up his arms.
Oh boy.
Moving some chords around.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Wow. Anticipation.
Ah!
Yes!
Yes!
Oh my gosh. I can't just stop.
I can't even stop. Words.
Can you even believe that, listeners?
You had to be here. I'm going to say that for that one.
Believe your ears.
This has been six sections.
It was a journey.
That was terrifying.
Thank you for that.
You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah, some people just like pass out.
I can imagine.
Yep. Some people just pass out.
It's a lot to process.
It's a lot of stress. We have some follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
Fainting couch.
Oh, uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, I was picturing one of those like poof couches.
Yeah.
Where it's just circular and then there's like a back in the center.
Yes.
That sounds like a crazy.
Yeah, I'd let that fucking thing have it.
Absolutely. And this is just a quick, I mean, I don't mean to keep harping on it because no one is on my side for this, but now if we're talking inanimate objects, you're gonna fuck a couch. There's no need for consent from a couch.
Correct. Not organic matter.
What about an amoeba? What are we talking about with amoebas?
Amoebas are.
I apologize for any amoeba that gets caught in the crossfire there.
Amoebas in that gray.
You're fucking a couch and you accidentally fuck a flea.
Uh huh.
Where's the jury on that one?
If I'm fucking a flea, that's a sad, sad story for me.
That's a Haas situation.
That is a Haas situation.
What's up?
Show us that little
Haas, your chick.
Haas is not even, he's somewhere else.
What's going on?
Yes.
I got rid of the fleas. I treated it. So, took care of that.
Lay down the dogs, Haas. So the emojis of the woman in the arrow, I think everyone knows it's over if you get that text. The dancing woman in the arrow?
I think it means just like, I need to be free.
Yeah.
Oh, I
That's
thought
what
it was,
I was going for.
Yep. Dance your way out of my life.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Either way you that also slice I guess it, you're just like, it's over.
I was trying to interpret. Oh, what a romp we had.
We sure did. I'll tell you what. I am sad.
I feel sad.
That I made a mess of the place, but also that we have to say goodbye.
To
our lover, Michael Hartney.
Oh my God.
I know. It's terrible.
Have to go?
No, you can stay, but you guys have to go.
All but my friend and his ferrets.
You guys do not have to say goodbye to Mr. Hartney. Head on over to michaelhartney.tumblr.com.
Ooh.
Follow him on Twitter at Michael Hartney.
He performs every month at the UCB East with a fix.
And yo, go see School of Rock on Broadway. It's a goddamn masterpiece.
Come on.
It's great. It's fun.
Fun time.
We'd like to thank our terrible producer, Haas.
Yep.
Hey, what's up? I'm feeling good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, if you guys would like, you're welcome to join us on stage for a dance party.
Oh, yes.
You saw our moves during that scene.
Thank you to everyone tapping the tip. Thank you to Tony. Tony and his Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony! That was a hell of a group!
Ooh, New Jack Swing, baby!
Yes! Menage a Trois Radio, every Wednesday, new apps. Once a month, we're here on the stage.
Check it out.
Tweet at us.
Lower that dress. That dress. Oh.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.